I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A giant miles-long tunnel is about to be drilled hundreds of feet beneath Connecticut's capital. This subterranean project will take years, cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and the hope is result in cleaner water for the Connecticut River and Long Island Sound. The size is impressive. About 200 feet below ground will lie a tunnel, 18 feet in diameter, drilled through rock, and extending about 4 miles. And as we overlook a giant shaft in Hartford that's getting deeper and deeper, Susan Negrelli, Director of Engineering for the Metropolitan District, which oversees water for the region, says pretty soon a giant drill will make its way underground, followed by tons and tons of machines.
It's a small city that you put down there in the tunnel. It has to have its own air, its own clean water, its own dirty water. There's electricity, hydraulics.
Negrelli and I are on the construction site for the South Hartford Conveyance and Storage Tunnel. At an estimated cost of $500 million, it's the biggest project the MDC has ever done. As we talk, that giant drill sits behind us. Brian McCarthy, project manager for MDC, says its journey will take it west out of Hartford, burrowing underground beneath highways and roads until it gets to its endpoint one town over.
We think once we get in the ground and actually start churning, it'll probably take around 18 months or so for that journey to happen.
The tunnel's goal? To eliminate sewer overflows. These overflows happen when there's a lot of rain. Sewers built as far back as a century ago can get overwhelmed, and rainwater can mix with sewage from toilets and baths. To avoid that sewage flowing back into homes and businesses, older systems outlet directly into places like the Connecticut River. That's a major pollution concern, one the EPA says plagues hundreds of U.S. cities. But the Clean Water Act is working to change that. In the decade since becoming law, it's forced many cities to reduce or eliminate those sewage overflows. Negrelli says Hartford's tunnel, which will be funded by the state and ratepayers, is in direct response to the Clean Water Act. The tunnel will catch problematic storm overflows, treat them, and release the cleaned up water. That, she says, will help suburban towns.
Ultimately, when finished, it will permanently eliminate overflows to the Weathersfield Cove, control other overflows that we have in our sewer system to a one-year level of control, and eliminate some of the sanitary sewer overflows that we have out in the West Hartford-Newington area.
All of our stormwater runoff and all of our sewage is contributing to the problem, so it's not as easy as sort of cleaning up industrial operations in one factory. We really are now talking about the urban fabric of the city.
Ann Jefferson is an associate professor at Kent State University.
These tunnels are expensive. These tunnels are big infrastructure, they're big engineering, they're what we call a gray approach.
She says tunnel projects like Hartford's can be found up and down the East Coast, old industrial cities whose engineering decisions from long ago need to be fixed today. Jamie Sammons with the Narragansett Bay Commission says that was the case in Providence, Rhode Island. Her group completed a tunnel there in 2008.
Underground construction is always complicated and it can be expensive, but when you're in a very highly developed urban environment, sometimes it's just more convenient.
Still, it cost a lot, about $360 million, and she says it meant they had to raise sewer rates for their customers.
In 2001, the annual average single-family dwelling paid about $135 a year for their sewer service. Now they pay $500. So rates have gone up substantially to pay for this project.
Salmon says the tunnel did yield results. She says it kept billions of gallons of dirty water from going into Narragansett Bay. It's led to fewer beach closures and restored shellfish beds in the area. Still, the tunnel idea seems to be up for debate. Salmon says her group was planning to dig another one, but right now it's not sure it can afford the estimated $750 million price tag. So they're open to other ideas.
Will we receive a larger bang for our buck in water quality if we spend it somewhere else, like on habitat reestablishment or on nutrient reduction or stormwater abatement?
Ann Jefferson from Kent State says each city faces a unique set of sewer problems. But for some, green approaches may be the way to go, doing things like building rain gardens or detention ponds.
But there is certainly resistance to that. There's a lot of concerns among engineers and maintenance crews. Are these things going to be harder to maintain?
Then there's the unpredictability of giant tunnels. Jefferson says they're built for a fixed volume today, which could ignore urbanization or climate change that could make more water flow tomorrow. Hartford's tunnel is expected to be online in 2023. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.